Over the history of Christianity, it's been said over and over again that Easter is not just a day that we celebrate. In fact, every time we gather, the reason we gather on a first day of the week, the reason we do that is because we recognize that as the day of resurrection. Often there's a tradition of calling every Sunday a little Easter. But even in kind of the flow of our year as we worship together, we celebrate not a day of Easter, but a season, 50 days of Easter every year. And in these 50 days that make up this season of Easter, we continue to gather around the stories of Jesus after the resurrection, appearing to the disciples. And as we hear these stories, it becomes quickly clear that that they're strange and wonderful stories, to say the least. Jesus shows up, and time after time, the people in the story don't recognize that it's Jesus. One story of the empty tomb has Mary there, and she thinks that Jesus is the gardener. Jesus appears to the disciples in Jerusalem, and they think he's a ghost. Even in that locked room where Jesus comes to the disciples not once but twice, once when Thomas was missing and then again when Thomas was there, we're told that even though the whole room was sealed up and the door is locked, Jesus just appears there. They're fascinating, mysterious stories. And today we get what might be one of the most wonderful stories of all, of the Easter resurrection stories. The story of two disciples, and they're walking along the road from Jerusalem to this village called Emmaus. And they're talking about everything that had happened. It had been quite a weekend there in Jerusalem. They were walking 7 miles back to Emmaus, and I'm guessing that they were walking back into their lives now that Jesus had been killed, now that the one that they had gone and were following was no longer there. And during that 3-hour walk, they had plenty to talk about as they tried to make sense of what had just happened and everything that was going on around them. And then we're told that Jesus himself approaches them and begins walking with them on the road, only they don't know that it's Jesus. It doesn't occur to them that Jesus is there with them on that road. And as he comes up to them, Jesus says, "What are you talking about as you walk along?" And it literally stops them in their tracks. They're amazed at that question. And they say, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there?" And when I come to that moment in the story, as I was reading it this week, it reminded me of a very specific moment in my own life. And it reminded me of a moment on September 11th, 2001. And I'm sure we all have pretty defined memories of how that day unfolded for each of us. And I imagine that to some degree, they've crossed our minds this past week. I'm certainly sure that that's why it came up for me as the disciples stopped there in that moment on the road to Emmaus. And the moment I remember when I heard them ask that question, how do you not know this? I thought about a moment that happened kind of late in the morning on September 11th. It had to have been at least 11 o'clock, maybe even later. So it was very late in the story of that day. And I was a student at the seminary in Philadelphia and was inside the building watching the television, like many of us were that day, and then going around the campus and filling people in on what was going on as the story unfolded. And I'd been going back and forth for a couple hours now, and I came out of the building and someone was walking by, a classmate, and they came up and they said, "What's going on?" And by that point, there wasn't a whole lot left in the story. The story was kind of at the point, well, the planes that they couldn't find, they found them and they've landed them and things seem to be calming down. And I was in the middle of explaining that, and she reached out and grabbed my arm and she said, "No, Matt, stop. I don't know what's going on. What happened?" And it stopped me cold and was just astounded and certainly realizing that I had to tell this story to her for the first time, all of these things that had happened. And I think that came back into my mind as I read this Emmaus Road story because there's been this whole whirlwind of thoughts and feelings surrounding us this week after we got the news that the person that made that day happen, Osama bin Laden, had been found and killed. And all sorts of things kind of find their way back up to the surface after almost 10 years. Anger and grief from that day in September comes back up, and sadness resurfaces, and feelings of relief, satisfaction maybe, and maybe even a little excitement are all there, but they're really kind of kept in check and tempered by this uncertainty that still lingers, and this gut unsettling feeling that we know that there's just nothing nice about the story at all. There's just nothing nice about it. And as I've been absorbing this news and trying to think about how we respond to it, all I can think is that our mission is the same as it's always been, the same as it was a week ago, the same as it was a decade ago. God calls us to be instruments of love, instruments of reconciliation, of God's grace, of God's peace. And God wants us to resist every form of evil that arises around us. God wants us to protect our neighbors and to care for each other. But as we seek to be followers of God, and especially as we try to follow this God that's revealed in Jesus who's crucified for us, we're challenged and we're reminded constantly that all of the ideas that we have and all of the ideas that we have about what peace means and what justice means and even what God is like, our understanding of God, we're constantly reminded that we can never be pulled into the same dark places that lead people of any faith to do the things that made this story happen, to do things like Osama bin Laden did. And all of that came to mind as those disciples stood still there on the road to Emmaus. And so they're standing there on the road and they have this difficult story to tell. But tell it they did, without even knowing that the person in the story was right there with them. Jesus was right there with them on the road and they didn't even know it. And I think that this story about the road is wonderfully important to us today, because the same thing happens to us all the time. The same thing happens as we walk along whatever roads make up our lives. Like those disciples, we don't quite expect the resurrected Jesus to show up. Like those disciples, we don't quite expect resurrection to actually be true. It's just that unthinkable and incredible. Like those disciples, we don't quite expect light to actually shine in the midst of darkness, for good to stand up and live in the face of evil. We don't quite expect our sins to be forgiven. We don't quite expect to be given new life, to be reborn. We don't quite expect that love actually does win. We just don't quite expect that the resurrected Jesus is going to show up. Like those disciples, it's easy for us to walk along the roads that make up our lives, to be consumed by the stories and the circumstances that make up our lives, and not even notice that right there in the middle of it all, as we're trying to figure it out, Jesus is right there along the road with us. When have you not noticed God walking beside you? When have you been surrounded by the story that doesn't make sense? When have you been walking that road that you didn't want to walk and not noticed Jesus right there? Well, the disciples do finally figure it out. And they recognize that it was indeed Jesus. And after they do, they look at each other and they say, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road?" Were not our hearts burning within us? I'm pretty sure they weren't talking about acid reflux at that moment. They finally realized what was going on. They finally realized that they knew deep inside themselves, deep in their hearts, that something was going on along that road. And I pray, and I hope we all pray this week, that we can all pay attention to those kind of moments when our hearts are burning within us. Those moments when we sense that there's something more that's going on than just another walk up the road, than just another story surrounding us, than just another lap around the parking lot of our lives. That we can sense that there's something more going on. I pray that we'll notice the resurrected Jesus walking with us. Jesus might be a neighbor, a friend, a co-worker, a family member. Jesus might even be a stranger along the road that we don't even know who it is. And I pray, and I hope we all pray, that we can sense those nudges that something more is happening and that it might be Jesus. And even as we gather here right now together today, I pray that our hearts will burn within us that we realize that the resurrected Jesus is here with us right now, revealing himself to us, opening the scriptures to us, and being revealed to us in the breaking of bread. May our hearts burn with the certainty that Jesus is with us. May our hearts burn with joy because Jesus walks with us on the road. May our hearts burn with hope for whatever that road is that lies ahead. May our hearts burn with the good news of the gospel. Amen.